این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allah ya Allah subhanallah. Allah ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allah wa la ilaha illallah. Allah ya Allah wallahu akbar.
July 12, 1983. Place Hosseinia Jamaran, Tehran. Subject: Revelation of the Teachings and the Truth for More Understanding. They imagine they are prostrating before the idol. They imagine that they are eulogizing a human being. They imagine they are worshiping the sun, whereas all praises are from him. All are also praising him, and they perceive not. The problems that the person faces in the afterlife are because of this same foolishness, and for this reason there is a curtain between a human being and the truth.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. On the subject of the mercy of Allah, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, if you ask for his forgiveness, he will readily forgive you and will cover up your blemishes and past deeds so that no one will be able to know about them. And he will make you a man of great distinctions, a paragon of virtues and an image of his attributes. You see, this viewpoint of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi revolves around the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, along with his characteristic of being fault covering and concealing about the wrongdoings of his servants. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, when a servant repents to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala truly, he loves him. Hence, he covers him up in this world as well as the world to come. To cover him up means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the two angels who record his deeds forget the ill deeds that they knew about him. He then reveals to the servant's limbs to conceal the sins that he had done and reveals to the areas of this earth on which he had committed sin to conceal his sins. That servant, therefore, will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if he had done no single offense, and nothing will testify against him. This elegant narration from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam shows the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to his servants and his tendency to disregard the past malicious conducts of his servants and save their reputation.
صلى الله عليه يا رسول الله
يا ربنا صل على طه النبي وآله.
Although Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala waits for his servants to return to him, the divine care has refused to neglect the disobedient floundering in the glooms of sins without surrounding them with high sympathy and noble amnesty. The Lord therefore has drawn the attention of those oblivious servants to the turning to him and paved the way of repentance to them. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإذ جاءك الذين يؤمنون بآياتنا فقل سلام عليكم كتب ربكم على نفسه الرحمة أنه من عمل منكم سوءا بجهالة ثم تاب من بعده وأصلح فأنه غفور رحيم. When those who have faith in our signs come to you, say, peace to you, your Lord has made mercy incumbent upon himself. Whoever of you commits an evil deed out of ignorance and then repents after that and reforms, then he is indeed all forgiving, all merciful. Surah Al-An'am, verse number 54. You know, this verse is a representative of the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh just absolutely is in line with it and has recommended us to return to our Lord and count on his fault covering feature. Thank you very much for listening to us, and until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha.